The Gemara says on Daf Samach Zayin, Al kol sukkah v'sukkah omrim lo havei mazon v'havei mayim, tonem yolam lo hutzach odom l'kach ela she'enu domer misha, yesh lo pas besalo misha, ein lo pas besalo. The simple reading of the Mishnah and the Gemara is that if he needed the ishit, he needed to eat, and to complete his mission, it would be permitted. And the Ram is mafurish like that, because the Ram says, "I'll call sukkah v'sukkah omen lo havei mazun v'havei mayim im koshel kochel v'tzorech lechel ochel," that he's indeed allowed to eat. Me'olam lo hutzuch odin l'kach. So it seems from here that the heter to eat if he needs it to finish his job in terms of the shiluach of the shir la'azazel, you see that the heter is just like there's a heter on melacha to do the avoda on Yom Kippur. So also there's a heter on for achila shtia in the isur inui, because there's one kedusha sayom that amachayev, and you see it also from the lashon of the Rambam when he speaks about the isur achila. First he says mitzvah asher lishbos mimalacha. And then he says in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, he says, Mitzvahs Aseh Acheres Yesh B'Yom HaKippurim V'Hu Lishbos Bo Mi'Achilu Shtir Sh'nem Atanus Nafsho Sechem. So the Ram puts the Isma Locha together with the Isma Achila, and also with the Loshon Lishbos. It sounds like this. It's a kium. It's similar to the halacha of the isur halacha. So the Rav said the Beis Halevi has a shaila whether a mumel l'chal Yom Kippur is considered mumel l'chal like mumel l'chal Shabbosos and therefore shchitasos posel and is mumel l'chal tarkula. So according to this, it could be also not only if he is machal Shabbos, machal Yom Kippur, but even if he eats some Yom Kippur, he can be considered a mumah, l'chol tovakula, and shritasa would be possible.